Today is the 20th of August, and joining me this morning to share something about this day in history is Breakfast Zoe Kanatis. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, what have you learned about today?
Well, on this day in 1612, 9 Pendle witches were hanged at Gallows Hill in Lancaster, England. In England at the time, paranoia was an epidemic, and James I was on the throne, and he had this like really weird reputation of being an avid witch hunter, and he actually wrote a book called Demonology.
Wow.
About demons, I suppose.
Yeah, that is...
Haven't read it personally.
That is what I would describe as avid.
Yeah.
Now, what was significant about the witch trials?
Well, all of the witches were sentenced to death due to the testimony of a 9-year-old girl. So the 9-year-old Janet was the daughter of the... Well, I said head witch, Elizabeth Device, but by that I mean... she was like the grandmother of all the, so there were two families essentially, and she was the grandmother of them. And when Janet walked into the court, she was like the head witch. That's how I described it. Anyway, when Janet walked into the court, her mother, let out a shriek and desperation, and by request from Janet was removed from the hall. And then this 9-year-old girl very calmly and accurately gave the evidence that would be the end of her own mother, brother, sister, and her neighbors' lives. She said things like her mother was in the form of a dog. She, like, her mother could transform into being a dog and would kill people and hex people and whatnot. But ironically, Janet was actually put to trial 22 years later and accused by a 10-year-old boy.
Wow, that's a... Couldn't make that up.
No, it's very spooky stuff, actually.
What else have you learned about this day in history?
Well, on this day in 1960, the USSR recovered two dogs who were the first living organisms to return from space, Belka and Strelka, a couple of stray mutts who were very cute, actually. I employ everyone to look them up. Impressed into the Soviet space program, became the first creatures to return alive from an orbital flight. They lifted off from Baikonur in Russia on what would be a 16-orbit flight. Their safe return was by no means a certainty. However, less than a month earlier, two other dogs were lost when their booster rocket, meant to carry the space craft into orbit, exploded on launch, which I think is quite sad.
That is quite sad. Now, having watched a lot of movies, I know it takes a lot of training to become an astronaut. What did the dogs do to train for their space flight?
So they went through some vigorous training to get ready to fly. Because the dogs had to be immobile throughout the flight in a specially constructed safety module inside the capsule, the dogs were confined in gradually smaller boxes for days on end and trained to sit still for really long periods of time. And the animals grew accustomed to wearing a spacesuit and were placed in flight simulators that prepared them for the space flight. They also weren't alone on this flight. With them aboard Sputnik 5 were 40 mice, a couple of rats, and some plants. All were unharmed by their one-day voyage.
What a happy story. Now, what did the dogs do after their, probably the peak of their lives?
Well, they peaked even further. This is really cute. One of the dogs, Strelka, in fact, went on to become a mother, and one of her puppies was presented to President Kennedy's daughter, Caroline, as a gift from the Soviet Union. And when Caroline's dog produced her own litter, JFK got a few laughs by referring to them as pupniks.
I bet he did. That does sound like the type of thing JFK would do. No,
what else classic about, JFK.
What else have you learned about this day in history?
On this day in 1987, the movie Dirty Dancing was released in the US.
Now, should we play a song from that film?
Yeah, we should. I don't want to play Have Had the Time of My Life, though, which is a classic from the movie, of course, but instead I'm going to play Be My Baby by The Ronettes, which some may also remember from the film.
Definitely. Zoe, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Tom.